This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump called off the next G7 meeting because of the coronavirus. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
Citing the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, President Donald Trump has called off the G7 meeting that was scheduled at Camp David, Maryland in June. The meeting would have brought together the leaders of the U.S., Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. White House spokesman Judd Deere says the leaders will meet by video conference instead. The G7 leaders had a video conference Monday in a meeting convened by French President Emmanuel Macron. Trump, who takes on the leadership of the group this year, plans to hold virtual meetings monthly during the global response to the virus outbreak. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Trump administration is warning Americans not to travel overseas because of global coronavirus pandemic.
The upgraded alert urges Americans not to travel abroad under any circumstances and return home immediately if they are already abroad, unless they are planning to stay for an indefinite period. The previous alert advised reconsidering all international travel, which is called a level 3 alert. This alert is level 4 and is unprecedented, usually reserved for specific countries involved in conflict, natural disasters, or where Americans face specific threats. These alerts are not mandatory. The only way to ban Americans from going abroad would be to invalidate their passports. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And the coronavirus is starting to have a significant impact on the U.S. job market. The Labor Department says the number of new claims of unemployment benefits actually soared to 70,000 last week. Both the one-week rise and the total number of applications were far above the past year when the jobless rate fell to 3.5%. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced emergency legislation to stem the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic on Thursday. As AP Sagar-Magani reports, the nearly $1 trillion package would help offset some of the losses brought by the pandemic.
The Senate is under enormous pressure to finish a relief package pitched by the White House that could exceed $1 trillion. Half would go straight to families and individuals. Direct deposited checks that Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin tells Fox Business Network would amount to $3,000 for a family of four. The rest of the package would prop up businesses and keep employees on the payroll. Some economists say the country's probably already in a recession. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China reported no locally transmitted cases of the coronavirus for the second day in a row, including in Hubei province, the original epicenter of the pandemic. China's National Health Commission said there were 39 new cases in all of mainland China, all of which were imported. Meanwhile, Italy surpassed China in the number of people who have died from the virus, with Italian authorities saying 3,405 Italians died. As Reuters' Maha Abdraoui reports, Italy's healthcare system is stretched to the breaking point.
Footage shot inside Oliopo Hospital in Cremona, Italy on Thursday shows the strain at the front line of the battle, a hospital normally containing 50 beds now housing 120. And that's still not enough. The sound of ventilators feeding oxygen into lungs are heard as patients lie immobile on their beds. Some are able to sit up and signal to nursing staff behind masks. Others lie on their fronts connected to machines, unable to breathe any other way. With cases still rising, the government is considering further restrictions on the limited amount of outdoor movement currently permitted.
Suspected Islamist militants killed 29 Malian soldiers on Thursday in an attack on a base in the country's northeast. The army said earlier in the day that the two soldiers had died, but tweeted later that the death toll had heavily evolved to 29 killed, 5 wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack in the town, which is about 125 kilometers north of the city of Gao. India hanged 4 men on Friday who were convicted for the rape and murder of a young woman on a bus in New Delhi in 2012, in a case that shocked the world and shamed the country over its appalling record for crimes against women. The men were executed at dawn on the outskirts of the capital. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.